This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Thousands of Los Angeles City employees are on strike this morning, a 24-hour strike.
City sanitation workers, engineers, traffic officers, and other employees are holding a 24-hour strike, alleging unfair labor practices. Picket lines were up before dawn today, and a rally is planned for the afternoon at Los Angeles International Airport, where other city employees are striking. The union representing workers says the city has failed to bargain in good faith. LA Mayor Karen Bass says the city has been bargaining in good faith since January, and that today's strike will affect some services, but she says Los Angeles is not going to shut down. I'm Donna Water.
Monday storms in the eastern U.S. may just have been part one for some in the path of bad weather. The National Weather Service's Andrew Orison.
We still have some heavy rain and some concerns for flooding for today up across parts of New England, so we'll be monitoring that very closely. And we also have a threat of thunderstorms that'll be in effect for today across the lower Mississippi Valley region, parts of the Gulf Coast states as well. There may locally be some severe weather attached with that.
The storms yesterday left two people dead, one in South Carolina, the other in Alabama. More than a million people lost power as the storm stretched from Alabama and Tennessee to New York. Several thousand people marched through Haiti's capital on Monday, chanting they want security, demanding protection from violent gangs who are roaming through their neighborhoods. They may have found a human limb floating off Staten Island. They're testing it now to try to learn more about it. A tugboat worker spotted it. Somebody could become a billionaire tonight. The Mega Millions jackpot is over $1.5 billion tonight. This is AP News. Throngs of fans lined the streets of Sinead O'Connor's former hometown in Ireland to bid farewell to the singer as her funeral procession passed by today, following a private memorial service.
In a statement, O'Connor's family says Sinead loved living in Bray and the people in it. With this procession, her family would like to acknowledge the outpouring of love for her from the people of Wicklow County and beyond since she left last week to go to another place. Fans have left handwritten notes outside her former home, thanking her for sharing her voice and her music. O'Connor was found unresponsive at her London home on July 26. Police have not said how she died, though they say her death was not suspicious. Charles Villanueva, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.